L-Oppożizzjoni Federali fl-Awstralja qed iġġedded it-talba tagħha għal aktar azzjoni min-naħa tal-Gvern kontra l-evażjoni tat-taxxa minn kumpaniji multinazzjonali u individwi sinjuri. Dan wara li l-Uffiċċju tat-taxxa ħabbar li qed investiga mijiet ta' Awstraljani dwar l-irranġar finanzjarju tagħhom ma' ditta ibbażata fil-Panama li tgħin lill-klijenti tagħha iwaqfu kumpaniji barra l-pajjiż tagħhom biex jifrankaw it-taxxa. Id-deputat mix-xejn tal-Oppożizzjoni Federali Tania Plibersek tgħid li l-informazzjoni li hemm f'dawk magħrufa bħala Panama Papers għandha implikazzjoni tal-Awstraljani kollha, speċjalment fl-isfond tad-dibattitu politiku dwar il-fondi federali dwar is-servizzi pubbliċi bħalma huma l-edukazzjoni u s-sistema tas-saħħa. Plibersek tgħid li l-Gvern preżenti dajjef ir-regoli tal-arfin tal-ħlas tat-taxxa u għamilhom anqas trasparenti.
When Labor was in government, we introduced tax transparency measures. Private companies, public companies and multinational companies, the largest ones, having to disclose what it is that they're turning over and what it is that they're paying in tax. This has meant that we now know a lot more about who is not paying their fair share. And one of the great disappointments of recent months was the Greens combining with the Liberals to reduce the tax transparency around private companies so that two-thirds of the companies that would have been covered under Labor's proposal are now no longer covered.
It-teżorier federali Scott Morrison jgħid li il-Gvern ġabar $400 million f'dawn l-aħħar snin billi aġixxa skont informazzjoni li rċieva mill-Uffiċċju tat-Taxxa f'dak li għandu x'jaqsam ma' l-evażjoni tat-taxxa u jgħid li l-koalizzjoni tieħu din il-kwistjoni bis-serjetà.
We've got tax treaty swap agreements on information with over 100 countries to crack down on these sorts of things. So our record when it comes to tax avoidance, and particularly multinational tax avoidance, is one of legislation and action.
Madwar 800 persuna residenti fl-Awstralja li huma sinjuri li records tagħhom qegħdin ikunu investigati diġà huma magħrufa mill-Uffiċċju tat-Taxxa. F'każijiet ta' oħrajn, l-Uffiċċju tat-Taxxa jgħid li qed tittieħed azzjoni għaliex ma jipprovdewx l-informazzjoni volontarjament bħala parti mill-miżuri riċenti li għandhom lan li jilħqu dħul mhux irrappurtat barra l-pajjiż. L-Uffiċċju tat-Taxxa qed jaħdem mal-Pulizija Federali Awstraljana, il-Kummissjoni tal-Kriminalità Awstraljana u l-Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Center li huwa korp tal-Gvern biex iqablu u jiċċekkjaw l-informazzjoni. Paul Drum huwa l-kap ta' tmexxija mal-Fera Awstraljana tal-korp ta' Certified Public Accountants u spjega li l-ABC qed ifittxu l-awtoritajiet tat-taxxa.
We often talk about tax avoidance and tax evasion. So if it's within the law, that's one thing. But if these entities are being used to evade tax, so for example, there's no disclosure at all of an Australian resident who has an interest and has income from them, but they haven't been upfront with the tax man because, you know, an Australian is taxable on their worldwide income. It's pretty much the rule of thumb. And so therefore, that income should be disclosed at some point in time. If that's not being disclosed, well, that's just straight out evasion, and that is illegal, and certainly that's something that the tax authorities would be very, very interested in.
It-Tax Justice Network hija organizzazzjoni bbażata f'Melbourne li qed titlob għal bidliet fis-sistema tat-taxxa. Il-kellimi Mark Zernsek jgħid li għandha tingħata aktar attenzjoni dwar l-evażjoni tat-taxxa bħala parti mid-dibattitu politiku.
I think this proves that there are loopholes that need to be fixed and that we need to make sure that the very wealthy who are dodging are paying the taxes they should be paying before we start thinking about making people on lower incomes have to pay more or slashing services, you know, losing hospitals, losing healthcare clinics, money not going into schools or universities.
Zernsek jemmen li il-ħabi tat-taxxa barra l-pajjiż huwa aktar mifrux milli nafu bħalissa.
This is one law firm and therefore it does mean there would be many more using other law firms or accountants facilitating this kind of dodging. And it means while the government has introduced measures to crack down on tax dodging and the shifting of money out of Australia secretly, there's much more that needs to be done in this space.